Today we conclude the scenes telling of the trial in Pilate's judgment hall. This is a direct continuation of our previous meditation, and that is the reason our recording begins with unusual energy. We first hear a crowd scream for Jesus to be crucified. In response to this vocal vote, Pilate releases the notorious murderer Barabbas. Pilate then famously and symbolically washed his hands of the whole matter. This was his sign that he was not accepting responsibility for this death, even though legally the decision was his and his alone. In Judaism, this symbolic gesture of washing hands when someone has been murdered goes back to a ceremony described in Deuteronomy 21, a ceremony people were instructed to perform whenever they came upon someone who had been killed. This ceremony proclaimed to society and to God that those washing their hands were not guilty of this death. When Pilate declared that he was innocent of the blood of this just man, the fateful words of the temple crowd were shouted, "His blood be upon us and our children." Those words formed, in part, the justification in some very warped minds for calling Jews Jesus killers. Jesus was then scourged. The process of crucifixion was now officially underway. Scourging was often the first stage of a Roman crucifixion. Scourging wore down the victim's resistance, breaking his will. It could also start a serious loss of blood. Soldiers were careful not to kill the victim at this point, so that the public torture of crucifixion could still take place. In the Alto's recitative, Bach amplifies the cruelty of the whipping by having the strings play a whipping motif which does not cease until the recitative ceases. Number 51 is one of the Passion's longest arias, a da capo aria. The alto begs, "If the tears on my cheeks can achieve nothing, cannot stop the suffering, then take my heart, my life." In the B section of the aria, we recognize that the blood, starting to flow, represents the sacrificial cup, the wine taken during the Eucharist. One of the unison violin's motifs is a jerky descending pattern, possibly suggesting the irregular falling of our tears as we relive this story. The alto also sings many falling melodic gestures, again suggesting sorrow, being downcast, and the dropping of tears. Bach gives us serious time to contemplate and to reflect at this crucial turning point in the drama.
Und wusch die Hände vor den Tag und sprach: Ich bin unschuldig an dem Blut dieses Gerechten, seht ihr zu. Da antwortete das ganze Volk und sprach:
Sein Blut
Thank you.
Gloria.